Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Monday. We're in March already. Time is flying by, man. It's definitely a beautiful thing. Before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Kendra Black. Remember, family, her new EP, The Edge, is available and also her hit single featuring Snoop Dogg, Rude, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Spotify. But speaking of being very gifted, my goodness, new album, 21. Yes, a 7-song track kaleidoscope of beautiful written music, and the vocal and also the just tracks overall are just lush and put together by an incredible vocalist, super talented vocalist, Alexis Ayana. So on behalf of The Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the captivating Alexis Ayana, my queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on a wonderful new project.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really excited about it.
Well, we're all excited. I'm going to tell you something. Spotify is showing you a lot of love. I mean, a lot of love.
Yes.
What has it been?
Yes.
What has it been like for you personally overall to see the kind of love and respect and adulation that you've been getting back from Spotify?
It's really kind of shocking, I guess, because I'm still in the beginning stages of, you know, me being in the music industry and everything. So, you know, I had my first single, and that was really like I only had like one single for a while, and then I had a short little project. But this is like my first real project where, you know, a lot of marketing is going into it. I'm going to different places to be able to promote it, and I've done all the groundwork in Atlanta to be able for me to disperse out other places. So, you know, it's showing my work, you know, in the numbers and stuff like that. So I'm really excited that, you know, people are, you know, rocking with it and that, you know, just supporting and stuff. So, yeah.
You know what? Out of the 7-song album, one of my favorite songs of the entire album is Crash and Burn, vocally done magnificently. Oh, absolutely. Your vocals are incredible.
Thank you.
And I love the production on the entire track. Oh, absolutely. It's a long way away from going to from a performing arts school to where you are now, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's what that school be doing, Tri-Cities. Tri-Cities be putting out some people, like, in different areas. Everybody kind of excels in it. And just, like, Tri-Cities really produces some good talent and everything. So I'm really happy to be able to have said that I come from there.
Can you kind of elaborate a little bit to all the listeners out there as far as going to a performing arts school to be able to hone your skills specifically? How do you think that is giving you an edge as far as other artists who haven't had the opportunity to attend a performing arts school?
Well, I say that you know, of course, in a sense, I would kind of have had a head start in things, or and also me having teachers who not they didn't know that I wanted to even be a singer. It's just that me being in the area that I was in dance and I was in band, it kind of gives you, it kind of makes you skilled and know how to work hard and know how to take criticism and just, you know, keep at it and be being persistent. And so, you know, you don't really, it's not just you by yourself and you're saying, okay, I want to do this, whatever. Like, it's other people who are helping you trying to get there where you want to be, and they're pushing you. So performing arts schools really push you at the talent that you have. Like, dancing, I had never been in dance before, and now I'm able to, you know, do a little something-something, but my teacher, Ms. Axe, she pushed me. I was in band for years since I was in, like, fourth grade, and I was in at Tri-Cities, I was in the band program for, I'll take the clarinet, by the way, and I was in the marching band. So that, you know, those long hours, like it teaches you how to have stamina, how to be persistent, how to be consistent. Like, it's just great going to a performing arts school. Like, I really recommend it for anyone who wants to be in the musical area of things, or any performing arts, you know, type of thing.
Absolutely. One thing about being in the music industry, a lot of young artists that are just getting involved, don't understand the business aspect of being in this. And because at the end of the day, it is a business and you are a brand, how far expanding do you want your brand to reach?
International. If I don't want to be international, then there's no point in me doing this. I don't want to stay local. I don't want to be some Atlanta artist. Like, no. Like, I want to be international. I want to be recognized in all areas and all aspects of, you know, just around the world. Like, that's what any artist who wants. If for an artist, that's what you, that should be your goal. Like, not, you shouldn't limit yourself. Like, if you feel like, okay, you can do this, then why not say, oh, yeah, and be proud to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be an international artist in about 5 years or 6 years. Like, why limit yourself to say, oh, you know, I want to be an artist, but, you know, I think I just want to stay in Atlanta, or I think I'm going to stay in the States. Like, that's just, it's no point in doing it. So you have to be able to say, okay, this is what I want, and I don't want to just limit myself. I want to be able to put my mind to something and go above and beyond and just take off from there.
Absolutely. You know, it's very rare, especially for a female artist, to have a brand that you know, reaches international levels. I mean, there's been a handful of female artists over the years that have been able to accomplish that. And I think it's just the brand is so important, and also having the right team around you. Can you express to the listeners out there, how important is it for you to have the right team, especially the right team helping you make the right business decisions to have your brand reach internationally?
Well, my sister, she's actually my manager, my older sister, and she, you know, she went to school for it. She went to Georgia State for music management and business. So I think to be in this business, it's really 90% business and 10% talent. Like, you have to really, like, know how to market yourself, how to position this, and how to not just put out 15, 20 songs and, like, just keep on putting out stuff. Like, you have to be strategic in what you want to do. It really matters. Like, it helps you. It helps people create a vision in their head about you, and you having a brand and having a team that can help you put together that brand. It helps. Everything just helps it. So I'm glad that I've been able to have people who really see something in me and really feel like this can go somewhere, because it makes them go harder in trying to create the brand that I want to have, and trying and being persistent and trying to, you know, knowing what needs to be done to be able to get the whole thing moving. Because I've only been out for, I guess February would have been 3 years now. I've only been doing it for 3 years. And I've been, I feel like I've gone a pretty long way than someone who has, you know, been trying to do it for 5 or 7 or whatever. Like, it takes time, but I have a really, really good team. So I feel like that's why my movement is going so fast. So
absolutely. Like you said, it's all about timing, putting yourself in the right situation. Mm-hmm. And I want to say kudos to BET, because they've been able to encourage and help and give young up and coming artists a platform to let everyone see what they can do. Being an artist and also fashion and music go hand in hand. And we all see that you're very photogenic. The camera loves you and you love the and you love the camera. Can you see yourself as far as the fashion line and doing a fashion line and also possibly somewhere in the near future, possibly doing something on the big screen or possibly something on the small screen?
Yes, I do. I don't want to just do music like I've been trying to put myself in the position to where I could be more than just a music artist. Like, you know, I've done a lot of performance, I've done plays, I've done talent shows, I've done modeling. I went to modeling school, Barbizon, for like 9 months, and then started, you know, less after that, I started, you know, modeling. I've done acting, stuff. Like, I want to be able to not just be viewed as that. Like Rihanna, she's been doing movies as well as modeling. Like, she can, if she wasn't doing music, she could be a model solely. Like, and she would be excellent at it. Like, I want to be able to just branch out and not only limit myself to just being an artist, because I feel like I can be able to excel in those other areas as far as acting and modeling and just, you know, being part of the fashion world, because I really love fashion. I go to school for fashion merchandising. So I really, that's what I want to do. Like, this music stuff, it's just more of when it takes off, I want the music to open the doors for me to be able to do other things like that.
Absolutely. That's the goal. And speaking of Rihanna, you have a song on here, and a 7-song track called All of My Love. Definitely Caribbean feel, a vibe to it, very Caribbean vibe to it. For you, when you worked on this project, what was your mindset when you first walked in the studio and you said, I'm working on 21. This is my baby. What was your mindset?
Just experimenting with sounds that are not limited to Atlanta. My last project that I had, it was really it was a self-titled EP, and I was going around the streets of Atlanta, stuff like that. And it was more of an Atlanta vibe and feel. But, you know, I started working with Drummer Boy, and he really, like, knows, he listens to what I have to say as far as, like, what I want to portray myself as through my music. And that really works out. I wanted to experiment with things. As far as the Caribbean song, I'm Caribbean, so I wanted to be able to portray who I am in my music as well. And I feel like this EP was the perfect time for me to be able to introduce that side of me, because I'm not just a girl from Atlanta. I'm Latin, I'm West Indian, and I want to be able to put that in my music as well. So me, I feel like all of me is what I want to, you know, portray. And so my EP or my albums that I have further will be coming up. They're not going to be just one specific sound. I don't want to have just one specific sound, because I feel like that, in a sense, gets kind of boring after a while. Like, I want people to, you know, be interested and see, oh, what's she going to do next? What kind of sound is she going to come with? Like, so that's how I came up with it for everything.
Boy, absolutely. Well, let's get into some new music, of course, from the fantastic album. I call it an album, but we'll do EP. Album / EP, of course.
Yeah, let's call 21.
Let's call it an album. From the super talented Alexis Ayana, of course. All My Love. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio.
You've been the one.
talented Alexis Ayana here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the new album 21 is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon.com, and more importantly, on Spotify. You know, the music business and just being in industry overall can be very time consuming because with the adventation, you know, as far as having social media, people want to know every aspect of your life. Does it ever get to a point where you get a little bit too tedious, where people want to know a little bit too much? And how, and if so, how have you been able to kind of maintain a balance between personal and your business?
Well, I'm pretty much an open book anyway, so I don't really feel like people ask too much of me, because right now I don't think I'm at that point yet where it gets a little overwhelming. But right now, if anybody wants to ask anything, like, I'm pretty much open about, you know, anything. As far as, like, dealing with social media, though, sometimes I don't really feel like posting, but I have to post. Like, I have to continuously post and keep people updated on what I'm doing. So that would be the only thing that I really don't really care for. It's just having to always be on Instagram, or always having to be on Twitter, or always having to be on Snapchat. Because, like, I don't be caring that much, but I have to care because that's part of what I have to do. Like, so that's the only thing, like, right now. As far as, like, I'm not doing anything, because right now I'm in Atlanta, but when I go out of town to do, like, these events, because I went during Grammy weekend, I went, you know, to L.A. during Grammy weekend, as well as Super Bowl in Houston, and it was pretty easy for me to have my content and everything like that. So that was pretty easy. But, like, when I'm just on a more of a downtime, it's just like, oh, like, I have to continuously pull it out, continuously pull it, but I'm not doing as much. So it's like, that's the only thing. It's like, you can't be not online. You can't not have anything, any people, anybody updated on what you're doing. You can't just not post for, like, a week. That's the only thing I don't like.
Yeah, it can be somewhat time consuming, but you know what? Yeah. It will pay dividends in the end, because
we live in a
very fickle society. You know, we want when we want it, mm-hmm. when we want it, and you can put out a mm-hmm. great product, but if you don't keep yourself continuously out there via social media, people will forget.
They'll
forget very, very easily. Now, speaking of having an opportunity to perform, what can we expect as far as maybe possibly touring or some upcoming appearances this year?
Well, I will. As far as touring, I'm not even sure about that. I am thinking we're trying to see about situating things for South by Southwest. So hopefully those things go through, because then I will be on some stages there. But so you can keep up with that, like, through Instagram or Twitter when things get finalized about that. I will, as far as appearing, I'll be going back to the BET Awards this year. I went to Coachella last year, so I should be going again this year. I love Coachella, like, it's so fun. That's what I have planned so far. I usually just go out of town to do, like, the real big events and see if I'm able to swindle my way up in there some type of way, or at least even just promote. Like, that's really what it's all about, like, being a socialite as well. So,
you know, as I mentioned earlier about the BET experience, mm-hmm. can you kind of explain to the listeners, what did that mean to you, from not only from a personal standpoint, but also from a professional aspect, when you had an opportunity to perform? Because, I mean, if you, family, please go on YouTube, go to Alexis's YouTube channel and see the performance. She killed it. And the feedback and the love that you got, it seemed a little bit overwhelming to you. How did you feel in that moment to show that you got so much love and so much positive feedback from your performance?
I really like it because it just shows that everything is flourishing and that people, that this can actually go somewhere. So I really enjoy performing and getting love back and getting just good positive feedback and or criticism. Just anything that can help me become better. But, you know, a lot of people can do this and that, and they don't really get that same type of feel, or they don't get it as fast. Like, it takes them a longer time. So I'm just really glad that, like, you know, I've been working on this for so long as far as, like, me just seeing period, because I've been seeing through about 7 or 8. So me being 21 now and doing all these things, it's like, it's just, oh, my gosh, like, I'm really doing this. Like, I'm really going somewhere with this. So
right.
It's just really, you know, exciting. I'm really proud of myself. And, like, I'm just do this to my family proud. And everybody, my family is involved with everything. So I'm really happy about all of that.
I was getting ready to say, you know, I was 21 about 4 days ago. Psych, I know I'm a little bit older. But I must ask you, in today's society, being a 21-year-old, very driven, very highly educated young lady like yourself, what does it mean to have success? Or better yet, what does success mean to Alexis?
Success means to me, and success is very subjective. So yes, what it means to me is just me being happy where I am. I feel right now, I feel like I'm successful. In 10 years, I could feel like I'm successful. But me progressing in my life and not being stagnant and seeing things happen for me that I always wanted to happen for me, that makes me feel like I'm successful. I feel like I'm successful right now. And it may not be that way to other people, but I feel like I'm successful, and I know I'm going to be more successful in time. So just me working hard at my craft, me constantly, you know, putting things out, putting music out, performing, meeting people that I have that I didn't think that I would meet. Or actually, no, I think I would have met them, but meeting people that I wanted to meet. Or just
right.
Just all these things, it goes together where it's just like, I feel like I'm successful right now.
Is there anyone in today's music industry that, I mean, just if you had to give me your top three, who would you like to collaborate with? What artist would you like to collaborate
with? One would be Rihanna, because, you know,
okay.
Caribbean Girl has to stick together. You'd be the first person.
Okay.
who else would I like to collaborate with? I'd like to collaborate with Drake. He's pretty cool. Also, I would say, am I able to say, like, the people from different genres of music?
Absolutely.
Or just, like, the R&B genre?
Any genre.
I really like Selena Gomez for pop. Justin Bieber, I had a big crush on him before.
Okay.
I would love to collaborate with Justin Bieber. His voice just, oh, my gosh. Justin Timberlake, too. I'm just naming some rich people.
Okay.
I would like to, for like the Caribbean market, I would like to collaborate with PopCon.
Okay.
He's one of the main people. Oh, Vibe Cartel, for sure, too. For like the Latin market, I would definitely want to collaborate with like Marc Anthony or Ozuna. So those are some people to name.
Okay. Okay, Marc Anthony, super talented, very super talented.
He is. His voice is just, oh my gosh. I would love to do something with Oscar de Leon, but I don't know if he even makes music anymore. I don't know if you've heard of Oscar de Leon, but yeah, he's popping too.
All right. Well, family, I know those out there, you know, money's kind of tight, but hey, look, I've always said, if you can afford to spend $200 on a pair of tennis shoes, you know what I'm referring to. Hey, you can always afford to go out and get some great music. And be sure to purchase Alexis' new album, 21, available on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon.com, and also on Spotify. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by her official website. That's at AlexisAyana.com. Also on Facebook at Miss Alexis Ayana. Twitter, Alexis Ayala, YouTube channel, yes, Miss, again, Alexis Ayala, and Instagram, and also SoundCloud. I know when you have that kind of support from your family, it means a lot. I know for me personally.
It does, because a lot of people say they don't have that same support. I feel like, you know, with music, it's kind of a real iffy thing, and that's something that, if a family doesn't support, they probably wouldn't support that, because it's like, oh, that's a one in a million type of thing. My family, they don't care about that. They saying, oh, you're going to make it. And they're there with me financially, mentally, like emotionally, all that. And I'm just really, like, my little sister's involved as well. Like, she's part of the team as well. So, it's like, I'm just really happy that, like, my family really supports my dreams, because a lot of people's families apparently don't, from what I've been hearing. But I'm really happy about my family, you know, supporting my dreams.
Well, I am hoping, and I have no doubt in my mind, by 2018, I expect to see you on the iHeart Music Awards, because...
Yes,
your talent...
That'd be great.
Your talent
is extraordinary.
Let's put that
in the air.
We're going to definitely do that. We're going to put it in there. We're going to throw that positive vibe in there. I expect a lot of great things from you. And hopefully soon you will make your lovely self down here to Houston, Texas. We would love to have you here in the studio, do a live performance. This is definitely your second home. I love your positive vibe. I love your energy, and I love the way that you look at life. Because when you look at life in that manner, nothing but great things are going to happen. And much continued success, my queen, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, let's get into it. Another fantastic single, of course, from the new album, the incredible Miss Alexis Ayana, of course, 21, the name of the album. You can get it right now with Get It Right here in the Zone of LOTL.
You got me feeling like you can read my mind, 'cause you always hitting me up right on time. No one I like, you know how to do it right. I let you put me to bed every night. This is what I want from you. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Show me what you came to do. I'm right here.
Alexis Ayana, new hit single, Get It Right, from the fantastic new album, 21, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon.com. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by her official website. That's at AlexisAyana.com. Also on Facebook Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and SoundCloud. Remember, family, it is important that we support fantastic music. My queen, much continued success. Stay sweet, remain ever wonderful, and please come down to Texas very, very soon, okay?
Thank you, I will.
All right, God bless the incredible and captivating Alexis Ayana. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio. What we're going to do, we're going to take a little quick two and two. Yeah, it's time for the teddy bear to get some tea and a lot of honey. <It's okay. laughs> In the meantime, let's get lost in the late, great, legendary Mr. Al Jarreau, Since I Fell for You. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Never get love. You better let love depart. I know love, and still I know can't get out of my heart. My love, and now you're gone. Since I fell for you, my life has been such misery and pain. I guess I'll never be the same.
Something more. be alright. Here's your place. Your car's right we need. Not like me to fall so deep.
Sometimes it takes a little time to get back in the groove. Yes, Lord. What a night from the legendary Herbert Laws here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Alexis Ayana. Thank you, lovely one, for joining us today. And remember, family, her new album, 21, is available on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon.com, but also be sure to purchase it on Spotify. Let me get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Alexis' official website. That's at Alexis Ayana. That's AYANA Ayana.com. Also on Facebook at Miss Alexis Ayana or Ayana. Also on Twitter at Alexis Ayana. Be sure to support not mediocre, not so-so, but music with substance. And again, I love her drive, love her ambition, and also managing to keep everything in its proper perspective and remaining humble can be very challenging in this industry. Lord have mercy. And speaking of challenging, won't you join the Teddy Bear this Wednesday, March the 8th, as we welcome another phenomenal songstress, Miss Nikki Lorraine, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new hit single, No Trust, 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. for those on the East Coast, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been a lot of fun. Have fun, tabulous type of Monday. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. It's definitely been a chocolate experience, Lord have mercy. But it's about that time. But in the meantime, while I'm gone, I'm going to be gone for another 24 hours. Be sure to stop by the official website to tune in and get lost in 24-hour nonstop music therapy at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also on Twitter at LOTO Radio, on Facebook at LOTL, the Comfort Zone. And last but not least, Lord have mercy, on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL, the Comfort Zone. It's a beautiful thing. Speaking of a beautiful thing, I'm going to close it out with the latest from the legendary crooner himself, Mr. Howard Hewitt. Lord have mercy, a love of my own. In the meantime, take care of one another. Never take a day for granted. And remember, as in always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Nothing ever came between us. This magical life is all.